Washington state school districts will not go over the so-called levy cliff, at least not next year. The State House Thursday sent the governor a bipartisan measure to extend current levy capacity for another year. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Going over the cliff would have meant a loss of hundreds of millions of dollars for Washington's nearly 300 school districts. Now they'll get a one-year extension on their current levy capacity. House Democratic leader Pat Sullivan says this gives them the ability to budget for next year.
Because districts today are trying to produce budgets, and in some cases districts were producing two budgets. Some were assuming that they had to use their contingency fund. Some were assuming that they'd have to send out pink slips.
But Republican Matt Manweller cautioned this is a short-term fix as the legislature faces the big job of creating a constitutional public education system.
So I think this bill deserves a polite golf clap, but not a touchdown spike celebration.
Washington lawmakers remain far apart on a solution to fully fund schools and take the pressure off local levies to pay for basic education. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.